Also, the structure of the Quarry Monitoring Committee is set up that there is no positions for secretary or any type of situation that the committee could handle that. So without rewriting the ordinance for the Quarry Monitoring Committee, you're basically eliminating the ability for the Quarry Monitoring Committee to meet if we don't have a staff member assisting the committee. So with that, I would ask that you would reconsider this and fit this into the discussion on items, I think it's G6 and G7, when we talk about the money you were requesting from this council to approve for staffing. The council's only authority in these particular matters are the purse strings. And while you're able to just, you know, yank things away, I think that we need to be doing the citizens' business as well. And by making this move, it sends a signal that you're not interested in supporting the citizens' business when there are alternatives that have not been yet discussed. So I'd like you to, again, consider not setting this policy in place until we discuss those items. Thank you.
So the next item is effective April 16th, a project update for the Common Council on Ballpark Commons will happen as a regular agenda item. We did promise that for starting last month, last meeting, but unfortunately, because of a change in the meeting date, Mr. Zimmerman was unable to appear. So that'll start regularly on the April 16th meeting. Next item, item C. Approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting on March 19th. There is a correction.
The move as amended.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, organizational appointments. Alderman Nelson.
Speaking with Mr. Ruffing today on our ES and Edward 11, he wishes to hold off until the 16th, and I figured that was a reasonable request. To move forward or not, family reasons, so I'd like to ask him if we could just actually table it till the 16th of April.
Motion to approve all appointments accepting
one more after that.
Oh, sorry.
If you want to go one at a time or you want to just speak on a couple, then
I'll make the second to the motion that's on the floor for tabling. I believe it's
all in favor.
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Can you vote on that?
No.
Okay. Second one is number 20, Robert Montgomery, Board of Zoning and Building Appeals. I'd like to remove him for consideration. My motion is to remove Mr. Montgomery. I want to deny him. I don't want him on anything.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion to deny appointment of Robert Montgomery to the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals. Madam Clerk.
Aye.
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 Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. Alderman Nelson.
That's it.
Alderman Taylor.
I just want a separate roll call on item 5. Number 5, E5.
Okay, so is there a motion to approve all items under organizational business except item 5, 11, and 20?
So move.
Second.
Question of motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Aye.
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 Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Alderman Taylor.
Just a separate roll call, Your Honor.
Is there a motion on Linda Witkowski to the Finance Committee for a 1-year term?
So move.
Been moved and seconded. Madam Clerk.
Aye.
Aye.
I can have any discussion on that. It would be helpful for my vote on.
I agree.
Okay. Discussion of motion.
Okay. I'm not objecting to the motion. I just.
So who's got something? Alderman Dandridge.
I've
I've worked with Linda Witkowski on the Finance Committee for several years, and I have not, I see no reason not to renew her commission for the one, for the remaining 1 year term. I feel her to be very productive, and her insight has been positive for the committee.
I too have worked with her for a number of years on different other, on the commission, and I feel her to be very insightful, educated, and I appreciate her efforts.
I've seen her in action on the school board where she hasn't seen a tax increase she hasn't supported, so I'm voting no. So, I mean, there you go. When you actually can control the purse strings, which she can as a school board member, she constantly jacks our taxes. I'm not going to support that. So I just simply wanted just to vote no. If you guys want to bring up that she's a tax and spender, that's fine. That's cool with me. I just want to vote no. You can put her on. That's fine. I'm just not going to support that.
Alderman Willen.
I'm going to abstain on the vote because I have my own opinions on that. I guess we did have an item that came up that was a more, I thought, a more school board related issue that was voted in that method, but I personally don't have any problems with her, but all where they may.
Okay, Madam Clerk.
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
No.
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, one no, one abstention. And it is approved. Move on to, thank you. Move on to item F. Did I skip this one? Next item, as it were. All right. Thank you. Item F, letters and petitions in your packet is a letter from Rick Prisbilla of Creative Homes, who is developing in Alderwoman Wilhelm's district. There's a parcel of land adjacent to his development that he cannot use. He's offering it to the city via this letter, so it goes into your hands to say look into it or not. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
This was already before the Park Commission because there was a previous phase of development along Evergreen, and part of that resolution adopting the plat for that required Mr. Bazzella to put in a trail connecting this phase to the northern phase because we didn't push him to put the road through, which probably would have been the right thing to do, was to have the connecting road. But this was the alternative emergency access since the park only has a dead-end street. And if we don't hold him to that on this parcel of land where it would have to go, then we would lose that trail and that ability and that whole school connection and everything we have been planning for. So I think that this is an obligation that he already said he was going to do and that we put in an ordinance, and we just should continue on with how that's going. The trail goes across that parcel. It's the exact same parcel. And I knew that when we were going through this. I said, hey, if we don't include this, it's going to be a problem in future, and now here we are. There's been some opposition to wanting to put that in, and taking this parcel away from us actually does just that, makes it extremely difficult for that trail connection to go to the school. It takes that away from us.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, I think, if I recall, I think the consensus up here was that we wanted a trail to get from the park to Pleasant View School, and Mr. Prisbilla didn't want to put it in, and he didn't want to actually, at some point there was going to be a road or there's going to be a sidewalk, there was going to, and every chance he got, he just didn't want to do it. And so I think we said, all right, fine. Phase one, you need to put the trail in. And he didn't want to do it. So we said, fine, we'll approve phase one, but before you get to do phase two, you got to put a trail in. And so I don't, the same in my district, but it's kind of seems like the agreement that we all had up here, all six of us, and the mayor would assign in that agreement, it would be a trail. And so now he's trying to sell us land. Like, why do we want to buy land? It's worthless land to us. But then if we don't want to buy it, he's almost holding over our heads that I'm going to sell it to these two property owners that are building their big houses right next to the park. Well, that's how I see it. And if that land sold to them, how are we going to get access to put the trail through their yard? So something just doesn't seem right here. And I don't know if he's trying to get out of it. He's not here to speak for himself. So I don't want to, we get a lot of people accusing people in this room of things. So I don't want to do that. But, maybe we ought to have a conversation to find out whether or not he still plans on putting on in a trail. I mean, I'd like to know if he's going to put in a trail. Because I think that we all want to see a trail to get from a park to the elementary school.
Mr. Deal, you want to answer that question with facts?
Staff has reviewed the preliminary plat for this new phase of the subdivision next to Marquette. It probably will be coming to the Planning Commission in one of the meetings late April, early May. And staff gave comments already to him. He will be recommending that he puts that trail in the first phase of the subdivision. The Planning Commission and Council will have the final say. Also, that is a condition of that prior approval, too, that he has to put that trail in.
Listen, as staff, you guys have recommended many, many things that the Common Council either A, hasn't gone with, or B, the developer doesn't want to do over many years, decade of me being up here. So we've said you need to put in a trail. He hasn't responded to anything yet, saying he's not going to. So I don't want to say but this just, something's not right about this. That's all I'm going to say.
My question for Mr. Dietl. You use the term recommending. Are we requiring him or recommending at this point? Because if we require he do it and then go to plan and it's a requirement, then we just need to hold him to task. So is that what your position is, that we are requiring him?
Council has a requirement they have to put the trail in, but as Alderman Taylor mentioned, council doesn't always go along with staff's recommendations, and the council can change its mind. So staff will be recommending trail one with the first phase of the subdivision. There's a condition from the council that says it will go into the first phase of the subdivision.
Okay, phase, I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
But all that goes to the common council for final approval. It's always possible the council can change its mind and say it didn't want that. Right now, it is a condition that it has.
Okay, because I want some clarity on it. So we're good for the first phase. The recommendation or the requirement will be for the trail. Okay. And then it'll come back to us.
The council has a final say. The council would have to change
that. Thank you.
Okay, well, Joel didn't answer that the way I would have liked him to answer that. The statement is very simple. Common Council requires a trail for this project.
Period.
Plain and simple, right? Plan Commission, I don't see going against that. It doesn't matter if they do or don't, because then it comes back to the Common Council, who said, we want a trail. Sounds pretty clear to me, folks. This is just an offer to entertain us taking a remnant parcel. If you don't want to do it, we'll move on.
Move to place on file.
Thank you.
Second.
All that needed to happen. All those in favor of the motion to place on file, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G1 is an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance as a zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R3 to single-family residence district at the Intercon building. Alderman Nelson.
Just one quick question. I dealt with Ben today on this, but I'm not sure if I get a little clarification. The residents that are along the east end of this wanted to know what the time frame is, because I understand that there's going to be a wooden fence 6 foot. Okay, then there's going to be about a 20-foot buffer of grass and some shrubbery, and then it's going to be that little roadway built in. What is the time frame? Because I know they have to do all that before occupancy. Is that correct?
Alderman, that's the next agenda.
I don't know what, I know it's one and two, but let's just.
I'll move it here.
The lead is occupancy and not positive, but I think it's occupancy.
So move.
Second.
All's in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. G2 is a resolution approving land combination. This is putting together multiple parcels at that same property. We know it as, well, we used to know it as general something. It used to be the EAA.
Yes, that's correct, sir. So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item G3 is a conservation easement for part of the special use. For a plan by two-family residential side-by-side ranch townhomes on Highway 100. Greg Nissenbaum is the applicant.
So moved.
Second.
We're quick on the seconds. That's good. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Rotzenberg, financial report on TID 4 for calendar 2018. Those in the audience, TID 4 is the area that encompasses Wheaton Franciscan Hospital and to the south. On 27th Street. Mr. Rosman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At an earlier meeting this year, the Common Council asked that I bring back to you by this meeting a report on the status of TID 4. You have that included in your council packet. Finance Committee reviewed this item at its recent meeting of last week, Tuesday, and recommends that the Common Council take no action on this particular report. I'd be happy to answer any individual questions that you might have.
Alderman Taylor.
I'll make a motion to receive and place on file, but I believe at the last meeting we basically approved moving forward with keeping the TID open basically by purchasing right away for land on Elm Road in that.
At the last Common Council meeting, Common Council directed staff to examine the opportunities to purchase some road right of way. This particular action would still permit that to happen, but just also gives the council the opportunity to defer any future increment collection.
This is my district, and based on a lot of meetings with staff and Rooker Milkey and that, it's obviously wise not to close it and to proceed with looking at purchasing right of way on Elm Road, because that's going to be a major entrance to the future business park. So motion to receive and place on file.
I'll second it.
Can I add another comment?
We discussed this in finance, and the best option that we could recommend at this point was to keep it open and keep our options open. We don't want to cut ourselves short. We do have a little life if we do have to entertain that Elm Road intersection, and the work that the department's working on with the interchange coming from the highway. We don't know what's going to come to us, but if we made a decision to close it down, it could be detrimental to us. And so that's why the Finance Committee is making this recommendation.
Well, those are expenses we're going to need to do anyway, and it would be on a future TIF potentially, so why not have it on this TIF with just paying?
Correct, because we've got increment to absorb it now, and we've got cash to absorb that cost, potential cost.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That was well coordinated. Item G5 is a policy direction. I'm asking for approval, might be this too strong of a term, but I'll let the Common Council know that the books that we receive on a weekly basis from both planning and administration on any particular issue should be reduced in size to save on staff time. And I do particularly note that the data contained in those reports still exists. It just will not be in the staff reports that you will receive. The staff reports will be complete with all the substantive information that the staff considers for each report. And then any request to take a look at whatever else is there is, of course, be honored and encouraged. Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Is there a council directive to say that we need to do this this longer report, or is this was more of as CEO of the city, Kevin Stout Berman came from the previous mayor. It says the previous mayor and that, so can you not just direct this, or is this need council action?
I'm going to let Mr. Liberta answer that.
I mean, I have no issue with it, but I'm just curious to, like, what's the proper way of handling this, if it needs our direction or it's something you can do.
It's a courtesy of the council.
Right, well, I appreciate that. Or if this is something similar to, you know, item the letter, correct?
The longer reports were basically a result of sort of years of development of figuring out what the council was looking for in the reports and questions that they got. So the reports became longer and longer. If you look, for example, at the reports from Yellow Creek, they're much shorter and more is just answered by verbal questions at the meeting and not in writing. This city's tendency came to have longer and longer reports in the 12 years that I've been here. That's what I witnessed. So I think the mayor brings it to your attention simply because if staff all of a sudden changes that practice and you as the alderman using those reports said, wait, where is this information we're used to seeing in writing? Why are we only getting it if we ask questions or call ahead of time? So he didn't want to surprise you with all of a sudden the change in practice. The information, as he said, would all still be there. There would just be less incorporated into the written document.
I'm finished. No, I don't have an issue with this. I guess if we change it and it's at some point the body says we want more information, we could change it back. But I do know we have we're losing another planner. We've lost a longtime planner prior to that. And so I know a lot of work gets put into these reports. So
you're saying there's this information is still going to be available? So they're still going to write it up? They're just not going to put it out? Or what?
I don't anticipate that they'll write it up, but the information that they write up exists.
All right.
I mean, they have to do all that. Well, let me be clear about it. They have to do all that research anyway. The issue is the amount of time it takes to put that all down on paper. That's the issue.
So they won't put it down on paper then?
If it doesn't, then they won't make you a separate. Exists is what I'm suggesting.
So I don't have a real problem with it. I do see that information to citizens is going to be more limited. And I also know that a lot of that information is really good history and background for us to make really good decisions. So does that mean you're going to have staff that will be able to get back with us and answer questions? Because now, instead of reading the report and getting my question answered, I'll have to call the department and rely on them returning my phone call, which I could just easily do in a written report and get my. So I, you know, there's two sides to this, where it's not really going to be maybe as effective as you think it would be. So, and I don't understand at what point the cutoff is and what's not important and what is important and who makes that decision.
Decisions made by staff as they look at the totality of the issue that they're commenting on. Certified survey map is pretty much no fuss, no muss, but we're producing 4, 5, 6, sometimes 10 pages of a certified survey. Shouldn't be that. Now, the answer to your question is certainly. You have a right to any information we have, as do the citizen.
Which is a lot harder for me to access from home than it is for.
I understand that.
Report, so.
But at some point, we got to get more efficient than doing what we're doing now. And the planning staff and the engineering staff and the administrative staff and the clerk staff, for that matter, they're just flat overwhelmed. There's just too much work to do and not enough time to do it. So what I'm looking to do here is do what we can to streamline the processes that we can that are slowing things down.
I understand that, and I'm fine with that. I would like your word, however, that if this becomes a complication, that we cannot get information what we need, that we could put this back on the council agenda immediately and take action. Thank you.
Again, this put this on here so you guys would know part of it and accede to it. So is there such a motion to authorize a reduction in the background information?
So moved.
A second.
I'll second.
Discussion we already had. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Staff appreciates that. G6 is authorized a plan for supplemental services, planning inspection service departments, and their 2018 revenues in excess of budgeted revenues. As we go into this, Alderman Taylor alluded to it, we now will have one senior experience planner and one principal planner who's been here, I want to say, 3 months. So we need help in the planning department. Similarly, in inspections, we got a lot of buildings going up, and we don't have enough inspectors to inspect them. There is money available. Listen to Bert.
Probably a key aspect of this is it is any approval is dependent upon the ordinance for budget modification that follows it. Basically, the intent is to take excess revenues over budget generated by the fees and application fees and permit fees in those two departments that carried over from that are available in the fund balance from last year and reappropriate them into this year. So there's no additional tax dollars being used. As was requested during the citizen comment period, have the fees pay for it. Well, that's precisely what it does. If you look at the table in the middle of the council action sheet, planning department had budgeted revenue expected for the last year of $53,500, but they actually earned $101,964. So the intent of this is to take those two amounts, both in planning, $48,464, and inspection services, around $78,362, and reappropriate them to this year and allow them to use them for sort of a supplemental services plan. Now, there was a question raised in the citizen comment period, why is it ignoring personnel rules? And it doesn't ignore any of them. It suggests using part-time limited-term employees, which are outside that civil service loop because of the low number of hours that we use. Largely what that is going to entail is some retired inspectors that where our current department head is very familiar with their level of expertise and can have access to them both at peak demand times and at periods where we have like vacations and whatnot. We only have one electrical inspector. When he's on vacation, we still have some work to do. But we currently